Hello, and welcome to the very first bonus episode in this series I'm calling Parenting Your Business. I'm your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart. If this is the first episode of The Modern Manager that you're listening to, I want to be clear that this is not a typical episode. Regular episodes start with a number, and in those, I talk about and interview guests on a really wide range of topics, all related to being a rockstar manager with a thriving team. In these bonus episodes, I'll be talking about my experiences as a parent and a manager or business leader, and the similarities and learnings from those experiences. So today's episode is titled Pick Out the Raisins, and let's get to it.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Let's get into the show.
A few weeks ago, I found myself standing at a trash can, picking out raisins from a bowl of oatmeal. A few minutes earlier, my daughter had asked me for a bowl of oatmeal, and I looked in the fridge, and I found some that was already cooked, but it had raisins. Now, I really did not want to make her a new pot of oatmeal because we make the kind on the stovetop that takes about 20 minutes. And we already had some made, no reason to waste it. So I asked if I could just warm up the raisin oatmeal. And her response, pick out the raisins and then I'll eat it. So I did what most parents would do, hence why I was standing at a trash can picking out raisins. And as I was doing this and digging around in the bowl, try and make sure that I got every last raisin, because if I didn't, I was going to hear about it. And not in a nice way, not in a, oh, mommy, I found one, but in that really obnoxious, whiny, mommy, I told you to take the raisins out kind of way. And I did not want to deal with that. So I was standing at this trash can, and as this was running through my mind, I suddenly caught myself. I literally stopped what I was doing. Why the heck was I picking out raisins from a bowl of oatmeal? My daughter at the time was about to turn 7, and kids her age are totally capable of picking out their own raisins. So why was I still doing this for her? Now, from the time my kids were introduced to solid foods, I was preparing their meals, which makes a lot of sense given they were infants. And over time, my younger daughter became a little bit picky. I don't like the green things, she would say about parsley on roasted potatoes. And because I was a good mom who wanted her to eat, I would dutifully pick off the parsley as best I could. Now, as she's been getting older, she's becoming more demanding, which is a whole other issue. But somehow, I kept operating in this habit mode of preparing her food just how she liked it, including things like picking out raisins from a bowl of oatmeal. So what does this have to do with being a manager? Well, I took a few minutes to think about my own experiences as a manager, and I asked myself a few questions. First, what am I doing for my team members that they really should be doing for themselves? And I thought of a couple of different things, but as an example, one thing that came up was related to posting my blog and my podcast episodes on my website. I have an amazing assistant who helps me do this. When I first assigned her this task, I went over a couple of the major steps and kind of key points to make sure that the site was set up properly. And then I let her run with it. And she always sends me the work when she's done so I can review it before it gets published. And now that we've been doing this for a few months, I've discovered a number of things that consistently get missed. Things like making sure the site's mobile friendly, making sure the forms are correct, and they weren't things that I originally went over with her. So I'm not surprised that she doesn't always see them. But I've just been doing them myself. Every time she sends me an episode, I go through those things and double check them and fix them. And up until now, it seems fine. But there is no good reason why I haven't taken 5 minutes to show her these few additional steps. There just isn't. So the next question I asked was, why am I doing this for them? Why am I still acting this way? Is it because it's become a habit and I've never thought about acting differently? Or because I think I'm better or faster at doing it? Or because when this person first started on my team, I didn't want to overwhelm him or her with all of these responsibilities? Or I didn't even think to ask her to do it and now it kind of feels awkward to do so? Or am I worried about how they're going to respond when I tell them to start doing these things? Or maybe some other reason entirely. I think with the blog article in particular, it's because I just figured it was so fast and easy for me to do it. Why should I take the time to re-explain it to her? But that's not a good reason. So lastly, I reflected on what I want to do differently going forward and how I'm going to remind myself and communicate these new changes. So again, for the website management, I made a list of the additional steps and things that I've been checking, which I'm now going to review with my assistant. Now, I don't expect this to be particularly controversial, but sometimes these kinds of conversations are. And when a team member brings you a problem or a task which they really should be able to handle, but that you've been doing for them thus far, you may have to tell them to try tackling it themselves first. You are not going to do the work for them anymore. You can play a coaching role. You can play an advising role, but you are not in the doing role. And this is what it's like with my daughter. So I know that she is not going to respond well to being told that she can pick her own raisins out. Already, I have started encouraging her to get her own spoon if she doesn't want the fork that I set out. And this has definitely caused some minor complaints. And I have to be really careful to stay strong and not respond with anger or sarcasm, because really, you can't walk 6 steps to get a spoon from the drawer? No. Instead, I try to remind her that she is fully capable as a 7-year-old and that I'm busy eating my own food. And as I continue to position her to do more things on her own like this, I am going to have to live with the fact that for a while, she will probably argue with me or whine or not eat because of it. And on occasion, we have team members that respond with equal aggravation or attitude that we need to deal with. But in the long run, it is worth it for us and for them to enable them to do this work on their own. So, what raisins are you picking out that you shouldn't be, at home or at work? And why are you still doing these things? How are you going to change your behavior and communicate those changes? And how will you respond to pushback? How will you stay strong? Thank you for checking out this special first episode of Parenting Your Business. If you liked it or you can relate, please let me know by emailing me at mamie@mamieks.com or leave it in a review. I plan to release these bonus episodes every few weeks, so stay tuned for more. And thank you for listening.